should you trust vaccine companies with your life? Here's an interesting question to ask. If you were hiring somebody to work just an entry-level job, let's say you had a warehouse like I have, and you put out a help wanted ad. I said, help wanted, need somebody to sweep the floors. And people showed up and they handed in their resume and you did a background check on them. If those people had the same criminal history of the vaccine companies, you wouldn't hire them to sweep the floor, much less ask them to come up with some kind of chemical cocktail and inject it into your body. You see, the vaccine companies have criminal histories that are shocking. Vaccine companies have used children for medical experiments, and they've killed children. For example, Pfizer killed children in Nigeria, and Pfizer executives were indicted by the government of Nigeria for murdering children in vaccine experiments. AstraZeneca was found guilty of criminal fraud and bribery and kickbacks to doctors, and had to do a $500 million settlement with the DOJ about a decade ago. GlaxoSmithKline was found guilty, pled guilty to criminal fraud. Also ran a massive bribery network of bribing 44,000 doctors and pushed drugs for off-label use and committed all kinds of price-fixing fraud and ended up with, I think it was a $3 billion settlement with the DOJ under the Obama administration. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. In fact, nearly every vaccine company that exists today has been indicted for criminal violations by either states or the federal government. So let's ask this question again. If you had a potential employee come to you and who wanted to work for you, and you looked up their criminal record and they had a record of bribery, fraud, child murder, I mean, criminal conspiracy, all these other crimes and violations, would you hire them? The answer is no, absolutely not. So why would you trust one of these criminal corporations to put something into your body? And the answer to that question is, truly, the only people who are allowing themselves to be injected with vaccines are people who are completely ignorant of all these facts that I have just stated here, of all these histories, of all these drug companies. And by the way, these are not secrets. You can actually go look for stories. There are stories about all of this in the Wall Street Journal, in the New York Times, in Bloomberg News. I mean, just go back 25 years and look at all the news about Vioxx and Rezolin and all the scandals and all the drugs that were killing people and how the drug companies committed conspiracy fraud and science fraud and criminal malfeasance and spiking vaccine tests with antibodies from animals in order to deceive the FDA. It just goes on and on and on. It's not hard to find this information. You just have to be willing to look for it. It's in the mainstream media. But the average person, who is, of course, completely ignorant of this information, wants to just trust these criminal corporations. So I guess in a sense, they tell themselves, well, I'm just going to blindly trust this company. Or maybe they don't even think about it. They just say, well, everybody else is getting the vaccine. It must be okay. That's like saying, well, you know, everybody else got mugged by this person. It must be okay. Everybody else got raped. Everybody else got murdered. I guess it's okay. I'm going to hire a murderer. That's crazy. That's insane. You know, smart managers, before you hire somebody, you do a background check on them, don't you? You check out their social media, you check out their criminal histories. You're hiring someone, they're not going to be inside your body, I hope. I mean, gosh, I hope not. But when you take a vaccine, you're in essence hiring a vaccine company to put something in your body. Don't you think that that company should be the most ethical company of all? I mean, if you were going to get a vaccine, wouldn't you want a vaccine from a highly ethical, moral, honest corporation that had a track record of, you know, telling the truth and saving lives and being good and respecting the law and not bribery and not fraud and not murder and not using children for as human guinea pigs in medical experiments and so on? So where would you find a corporation that has ethics that's in the vaccine industry? And the answer is, there are none. The answer is, when they're in the vaccine industry, they are by default unethical corporations who don't care about human rights. If they did, they would be telling people to take vitamin D instead. See, the ethical people in society are the people like the naturopaths and the alternative medicine doctors and so on, and even nutritional advocates like myself, who are telling you, hey, guess what? There's a better solution to this. And that is to nourish your immune system and then rely on your own innate immunity to handle these relatively mild viruses that have a very low risk of death, by the way. That would be the honorable thing to do. That would be the ethical thing to do. But what does the mainstream media say about that? They say, oh, you're unethical. You're a scammer. You're a con artist. You're telling people don't get vaccinated. You're going to hurt people. In fact, we're telling people to boost their health so they don't need vaccines, because vaccines are risky and vaccines come from unethical, dishonest, fraudulent criminal corporations in almost every case. So it's the most honest people in society today in this context are the people that are saying, avoid vaccines and boost your health. Use good nutrition, get good rest, support your immune system, beat these pandemics naturally, because you were born with a technology, a nanotechnology. You were born with it. It's an amazing system. It's called your immune system. It was granted to you by God, you could say, and inherited from your parents, who also have an amazing immune system. And the only reason they are alive is because their parents were alive. And the only reason they're alive because their parents were alive, and so on, going back, according to mainstream science, what, hundreds of thousands of years, at least just in the history of humanity. And how long have vaccines been around? Maybe a little over 100 years. So how did all these other humans and your ancestors, going back tens of thousands or I don't know how many generations it goes back, how did they survive without vaccines? How did they make it? How are you even alive if everybody needs vaccines? And the answer is, vaccines are not necessary to be healthy, to beat infectious disease. Vaccines carry risks, but very little reward, very little upside to vaccines. But lots of downside, like, oh, I don't know, dying or having your skin start falling off, which is what's happening to people, or dying from a blood clot in your brain, or having a neurological side effect, going into convulsions, or having febrile seizures, or suffering from facial paralysis, or again, dying. You know, it's these are the kinds of things that can happen to you. And, you know, if vaccine companies were honest, ethical companies, wouldn't they take responsibility for the harm caused by their products? Wouldn't that be something that an honest person would do? Like, if your neighbor, let's say they back their car out of their driveway and they accidentally ding your car because your car was parked on the street or something. If your neighbor was an honest person, wouldn't they knock on your door or leave a note and say, hey, I'm sorry, I accidentally hit your car. I'll pay for the damage. I'll get it repaired for you because I'm a good person. Do the vaccine companies do that? No. They lobby Congress to pass laws that grant them legal immunity. So the vaccine companies have no legal liability. So that when a child is damaged by a vaccine, the cost of dealing with a lifetime of damage, such as autism, is transferred from the company whose products were faulty and caused the damage. It's transferred to now usually the mother or the parents. Suddenly they have a multi-million dollar burden to deal with an autistic child whose life has been ruined, who's going to suffer for a lifetime because of the side effects of a vaccine that's faulty. And the parents cannot sue the drug companies. That's been ruled on by the Supreme Court. You can't sue the vaccine makers because they have legal immunity. Is that something that an honest, upstanding, responsible corporation would do? You know, flee from responsibility, pass along the damage to moms and dads of damaged children? Well, of course not. Those are the kinds of things that an unethical company would do. And that's what vaccine companies do, every one of them, all around the world. In fact, vaccine companies were demanding that before they would release vaccines in other countries like Brazil, they demanded absolute legal immunity be put in place by that country, and they would withhold vaccines until they had legal immunity. Why would they do that if their vaccines didn't damage anyone? Right? It's common sense. If the vaccine's totally safe and never harmed anyone, why would they have to have legal immunity? Obviously, they need legal immunity because the vaccines are dangerous and are harming people. But the vaccine companies, they want all the profits from the vaccines, all those paychecks from the government. They just don't want to deal with any of the costs that are caused by their faulty products that they manufacture. It's kind of like if a car company made cars that blew up every once in a while, just exploded randomly. But instead of fixing the car manufacturer lobbied Congress to pass a law called the Exploding Car Legal Immunity Act or something like that. And then, you know, what if Ford had that law passed? Then what would happen to Ford's quality control? Would Ford care if their airbags worked? Would they care if their seatbelts worked? Would they care if their cars were safe? Would they care if the brake lines worked or not? Would they care if wheels just started falling off as you're driving down the highway? No, because then they would have no legal liability. That's what vaccine companies have done. And that's why no rational person would trust a vaccine corporation, especially knowing their history, their criminal history of fraud and murder in some cases, and bribery and kickbacks and, you know, science fraud and all these other things that they've done. You would never trust a person who has the qualities of a vaccine corporation. So why on earth would you trust a corporation that has those qualities? Just something to think about. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also I'm the founder of brighteon.com. Check out those websites to learn more about how to enhance your safety and survive the vaccine holocaust. Thank you for listening.